And thank you so much for joining us on WDKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. It is Pride Month, and you've heard about some of our local municipalities doing proclamations. Snydertown, Turbotville, Northumberland County itself, Watsontown, Sunbury, and Milton have done proclamations. Any municipality declined to do the proclamation? Anybody say, no way, I don't want to do this?
Not as of yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay, fantastic. All right. And that is one of our guests on the show to talk about Pride Month and a new group, Pride of the Susquehanna Valley LLC. And they have an event coming up in August. And so we're going to give them a first crack at the mic, but we're going to hear a lot from them in the months and years ahead. And you have an open mic anytime. Victoria Rosencrantz, the first voice you just heard, she's president of the Pride of the Susquehanna Valley LLC. Of course, a Sunbury resident, very, very active community volunteer. Involved in quite a few different things. So welcome aboard, Victoria.
Thank you.
Jacob Kelly is here, vice president from Berwick, and is an individual who's going to tell us why he joined the group. Welcome aboard, Jacob.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a great pleasure to be here. And for the group, it actually started as a pride, and then us as friends in what we consider queer family or chosen family, we decided to come together, and I'm here due to I lead several other LGBTQA plus organizations on the eastern side of Pennsylvania.
All right. Gwen Bobby is here, secretary of the organization from Catawissa. Gwen, thank you so much for coming on board. Thanks for all you're doing.
Good morning. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I appreciate seeing you. I've seen you around a little bit, so I know you're one of these active folks around here, too. So,
yep, definitely.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. And Corinne Albright here is the historian for the group from Catawissa. Tell me a little bit about yourself, Corinne.
Hi, good morning. My name is Corinne. I joined up with my lovely bunch of friends here to be able to get together and bring pride to the Susquehanna Valley and keep it going for years to come.
All right, well, let's stay at the mic. You say you want to bring pride to the Valley. When we're talking about LGBTQ plus situations, we're really, there's not a lot of information. This is the first time the group's been on the radio, sort of collectively. So this is really something, it's sort of an uphill effort at this time to keep spreading the word and to give people education.
Yes, it definitely is. It is an uphill battle, but it is something that we're ready to fight. You have your bigger towns, your bigger cities like Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Philadelphia. They've had pride for years going on, so we wanted to bring it to small town America for the people that are like us to be able to get together and know that it's okay.
Jacob, are you interested in just sort of having a normal situation? I mean, I would go through my life and nobody says, oh, nope, you can't do that, can't dress that way, can't look that way, can't say that, can't have that mate or anything like that. You're here to tell us that we just want people to sort of think big and open up their minds maybe a little bit.
Yeah, so our goal is to do a few things related to community outreach, which brings people together and engaging within the LGBTQA culture. We'd like to do advocacy, which is why we're doing a lot of these proclamations to have voices, have our leaders say, yes, you can be here, you are accepted, you're allowed. And then we bring education. So we have people that just generally can understand the difference in the diversity, equity, inclusion related to queer individuals.
Victoria, mission and work of Pride of the Susquehanna Valley LLC?
Yeah, I mean, our goal here is that we definitely want to create inclusive space and also strengthen the community acceptance, and that's what we've been working hard at this month, and be authentic in visibility, and that we want people to know to be authentic, be visible, and it's okay.
What's that mean, be authentic?
Be themselves and not have to be closeted or censor themselves. My big thing is that we want to change from tolerance to acceptance. And, my thing is with that word is you tolerate a toothache or a headache. We're humans, so we don't want to be tolerated. We want to be accepted. So.
Right, and embraced, really. And
right.
And just be great neighbors and to be just wonderful friends and somebody who really almost a family, as everybody around here, we kind of consider everybody family around here. Do we know that there's a lot of folks here that don't step forward and say that, you know, I would love to tell you that I'm gay, but I can't, or something like that?
Absolutely. And, you know, we do receive messages since we started this group, and we have a Facebook presence. Just, you know, myself and my wife, Christine, very active in the community. We have people reach out to us all the time, and that's why we're out in the community, you know, visiting different businesses and organizations and just letting people know. And they'll message and say, is it safe for me to go there? And we say, absolutely. So that's why, you know, we are very visible and embraced by our community, and we're so fortunate for that. So we're just trying to, as Christine says, raise the vibration in the valley and, you know, just let everyone know that it's okay and there are safe queer spaces in our valley that they can be in.
Gwen, you're helping to raise the vibration around here a little bit.
Yes, definitely. So we went around with our proclamations, and, you know, basically what they say is that we just want to be accepted. We just want to be respected, and we're tired of the bullying and the hate. And you don't have to understand us, and you don't have to love us, but you do have to respect us. So that's definitely the message that we're bringing.
I mentioned that there are, you know, instances of individuals who might be gay or just might be closeted in really whatever their interest is. But at the same time, you know, there's individuals around here actively pushing back. Do you get pushback? Do you get folks that say, well, you know, I don't agree with that lifestyle? Used to think of it as maybe a conservative religion thing, but we sort of found out that pushing back against things people didn't understand was sort of a human condition. Do you get that? Have you heard that?
Yes, absolutely. And I think that's why we've started our mission, why we started this in the first place, is because there is a lot of pushback in this area from misunderstanding and just not being educated. So we're here to spread the word, to educate, to let people know that we're valuable members of the community, and that we're here and we're staying here.
If Pride of the Susquehanna Valley LLC were to be 100% successful in the decades and years ahead, how might our area look a little bit different? I'm going to ask our whole panel this question. How might we be if mission accomplished, Susquehanna Valley, Pride of the Susquehanna Valley LLC?
For me, I think it starts with our kids in this area that are coming out as LGBTQ+ members. So definitely having safe spaces for them where there's no bullying and there's more tolerance and you know, educating their parents about their coming out.
Yeah, we hear about teachers that push back against transgender kids using their the dead name. Thank you. Yeah, using
right.
that really intolerable situations, I think.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's one of the things our mission is also, we have lost so many youth in our valley over the years, and most recently one school district has lost 3 youth in the past 2 years, and we cannot lose another teen in our valley or in this country. So that's one of the things, advocacy, education is going to be big on our list.
So it's really a life-saving endeavor.
Absolutely.
You're doing here. You know, I think awareness is wonderful, embracing is fun, but life savings, this is critical work that you're doing. Agree
right.
with that, Jacob, that we really got a lot of work we have to do, and we got to push now.
Yeah, so continuing and hoping what the valley will look like and come is acceptance in a broad terms, that people can just feel comfortable waking up, stepping outside of the house and not fear to be who they are, not honestly fear for their lives. In rural areas, it's very well known that, like, we will be targets for people. We are currently targets for people, and we may not know it. You may not see it because it's stuff that we have to keep to ourselves to maneuver around in our daily lives. So hopefully, with our success and going forward, like, we can lessen that, and we can show people we can be whoever we want to be when we go to work, when we go to the store, when we go pump our gas, right?
But you're asking me to be a bigger person. I like me just the way I am. It takes work to think big.
Yes, yes, it does. And as an educator, I'm a queer inclusive sex educator. I am a person who helps people understand to learn how to respect. It's beyond to me a bigger person. It's about understanding just because we are considered the adults doesn't mean we can't learn something.
Corinne, your thoughts on this? We're trying to envision and work for and strive for and change minds around here, really, I think, sometimes.
I think it also goes back to, I mean, the original golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And we just want people to know that we are here, like Victoria said, and we're not going anywhere. And for the youth that need somebody to look up to, reach out. We're always here. We're, you know, a phone call away, a message away, text message. You can message us on Facebook, follow us. You know, we're here. We're here to help educate your own families if need be. But like Victoria said, we don't need to lose any more youth.
All right, we're going to have to gather some closing remarks. Pride of the Susquehanna Valley, LLC. How do we get a hold of the group and follow you?
We do have a Facebook page, so you can find us there. It's Pride of the Susquehanna Valley on Facebook. You can email us at noripride@gmail.com, or you can give us a call at 570-416-2604.
All right, and noripride@gmail.com, 570-416-2604. 501c3 nonprofit yet?
Yes, we are. Okay. We have just received our articles from the state, and we're moving forward with the IRS, so yeah.
So, and worthy of support and donation. You want to kind of mention that also?
Absolutely,
you might as well.
Yeah. I mean, we're out getting donations for Pride right now, and also then moving forward for our organization. And we did receive for Pride. We want to thank the Degenstein Foundation because they gave us a wonderful donation to help us with that.
Jacob, Pride event in August. What's on the schedule? One last quickie question. What is that?
So Pride, August 27th, we have a lot of different things such as drag performers, queer art type performers, dancers. We have speakers. We're hoping to get a lot of our leaders to come in to say some passionate words. And it's a day of just celebrating the lives of others.
Well, thank you all so much for all that all of you are doing. Really, honestly, this is a life-saving but life-enhancing and just a wonderful endeavor. And I wish you all the best. And keep in touch. Come back in. We're going to need updates regularly. Victoria Rosenkranz is president of Pride of the Susquehanna Valley, LLC. Jacob Kelly is vice president. Gwen Bobby is the secretary. And Corinne Albright is the historian for the group. Thank you all so much for all you're doing. And thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.